When I stepped on the bus today, it gave me quite a scare. The vast majority of passengers couldn't help but sit and stare. I'm stood beside the luggage rack, I carry nothing on my back. I soon provoke a heart attack with an innocent little sneeze. Could you tell me your problem, please? Oh, swine flu, that's the one. Well, I'm sorry if my sneeze might stun and tissues might have teased someone, but I don't carry bird flu, no. Just because I sneeze and cough. Bird flu, where did that fly off? Nowhere, no one, lo and behold. Ladies and gentlemen, the common cold. I leave the house quite fancy free, there's really nothing here to see, but the BBC CCTV seems quite intent to follow me. No, I don't care, I've done no wrong, I like a drink, I like a song, but I'm made to feel that I don't belong. Cameras twitching, carry on. And is it strange to feel confused when I decide to watch the news and see that rules have been abused by leading politicians? They're really on a mission to succumb to our submission and apologising, realising that that's not quite the issue. Horse shit bought, extensions built, a pack of crisps, a can of lil, a £5 pint of lager spilt. It seems so far the jury jilts, but not this time. Scandal, crime. Extra, extra, read all about it. Someone who was on a reality TV show 5 years ago is ill and might die in a few months' time, but until then, we should keep you updated every single day before, during and afterwards, her sorry demise. She didn't even win the fucking prize. Before I step on someone's toes, I'm off to go and wipe my nose and wait until the summer goes. Global warming, turn it up, and please help England win the cup. Cheers.